This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
American basketball star Brittany Griner's lawyers say her sentence on a drug conviction is excessive. Now, Griner's lawyers reportedly have filed an appeal against that sentence. She was arrested in February at a Moscow airport after cannabis oil was found in her luggage. Iran is justifying the stabbing attack that wounded Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie, but Tehran denies that it was involved in the attack last Friday in western New York. A 24-year-old man from New Jersey has pleaded not guilty in the incident. The AP's Julie Walker.
Prosecutors calling the attack targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The DA alluding to the fatwa as a potential motive. That's the death threat and bounty on Rushdie issued by Iran's leader in 1989 over the Satanic Verses and its depiction of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Julie Walker.
A spokesman said last night that actor Anne Heche has been taken off life support and has died. She was in a car crash August 5th in Los Angeles. The AP's Donna Warder on Anne Heche's troubled life.
In 2000, following a breakup with Ellen DeGeneres, Heche experienced a very public breakdown and later spoke candidly about her mental health struggles. She joked about her own checkered past with relationships as she talked about playing a life coach in the TV dramedy Men in Trees.
Clearly, I have never had a life coach. You know, I stumbled through and made so many mistakes. I'm pretty good with where I am.
Heche was 53.
China is showing its anger this morning as more U.S. lawmakers visit Taiwan, which China claims as its own. It's announced more military drills around Taiwan. The Taliban is marking a year since it took over in Afghanistan. Taliban fighters staging small victory parades in Kabul. This is AP News. Now to R. Kelly.
Singer R. Kelly's federal trial on sex charges and obstruction of justice starts today in Chicago. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a preview. R. Kelly was acquitted of child pornography in 2008 after an explicit video surfaced, allegedly of him and a girl as young as 13. Prosecutors now charge Kelly paid off and threatened the girl, who refused to testify in 2008 but now is expected to do so. Kelly also faces charges of enticement of minors for sex from four other accusers who are expected to take the stand. Kelly already is serving a 30-year prison sentence in New York for his conviction on sex abuse charges last year.
Gas prices are still falling. It's $3.95 a gallon on average this morning, down 10 cents in a week, down 62 cents in a month, says the AAA. Gas is $5.36, though, in California. Prices are lowest in the South. It's $3.51 in Georgia. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.